Hey, what's up, everybody? Episode number 151, Drink Until You Podcast, the only podcast that lasts until the last drop. How the hell is your weekend going? How the hell was your week? I hope you're having a good one. I hope you had a good one. What are you doing this Sunday? I've been doing a lot of maintenance on our little apartment we just moved to. Dude, is there anybody worse to fix things than maintenance people at an apartment complex? It's like, oh, that doesn't fit. How about you glue it together with paint or caulking? Yeah, it's terrible. It's terrible. None of the pipes work in this place. You know, when they sold us this place, they told us it had, it was 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom. Didn't lie on that. Washer-dryer connection. They lied on the dryer connection. And it's funny because there's vents to go outside, you know, so you can ventilate the dryer as you're using it, you know, like a normal house. And this manager here is going to tell me that the maintenance man that lived here before we did, he installed all this stuff, and it's not supposed to be there. Well, why is there a dryer vent on every single door down this corridor right here, you know? And then she just played stupid and got out of it, you know? So I don't know, you know, and that was the end. So that's what I've been doing all day. Not that it's been bad. It's been pretty fun. The reason I'm doing the renovations is got family coming into town, my mom. By the way, thank you for the positive thoughts and prayers and, you know, good vibes, all that stuff. If you guys thought about us, prayed about us, whatever, we really appreciate it because my mom is doing better. She's recovering. She said it's kind of weird. She said it actually attacked her joints. She said she could feel it in all her joints. It felt like the flu times 5. Which has got to be a god-awful feeling, you know. So we're just trying to get the place squared away. Since we did just move, we're still, you know, unpacking things and getting everybody organized and doing laundry and, you know, catching back up from the life we had before in the other place. And, yeah, I can't believe that. They sold this place to us as a washer-dryer connection, stackable. And it has the room for it. But what I had to do today was basically take off the door frame without the 2x4. I didn't take the 2x4 out. The 2x4 is still there with the sheetrock, but I took everything else out. That way it's really weird how they did it. It's almost like they built that room that's supposed to take the washer and dryer. They built out so you couldn't fit a washer and dryer in there any longer. It's really strange, man. I don't know why. Nobody knows why. It's, you know, being a maintenance guy, it's just like light bulbs and freaking you know, air filters. Sorry, I couldn't think of what it was there. Now who's the dummy? You can't even think of the name of the thing I put in the place. You know? What are you, so, you know, learn a maintenance man in training? Dude, it's just been, what else did they mess up? It's a doorknob. They didn't put the doorknob together correctly for the bathroom. So it's like, you know, I don't want my mom to be here and she's in there using the bathroom and somebody, you know, I have a younger son. You know, he could bust up in there if the door doesn't lock or it doesn't even close. I don't want to do that. So I had to fix that today. What else did I do? We have a leaky sink. They came in, and we've been in this place for 2 weeks. They came and cut a hole in my damn wall. It's been nonstop. And we're trying to get organized in the process. We're actually doing pretty well. Dude, my girl has been killing it on laundry, by the way. The past week, dude, I've not wanted for anything. Underwear, got them. Socks, got them. Jackets, got them. Shirts, got them. Pants, got them. Everything. Hats? Oh, I washed this hat for you. It's been pretty wild, man. And I'm actually just, that door frame, I'm just going to do a thinner version of what they had, so nobody will be able to tell, other than the fact that I am blasting it on this podcast, but I doubt anyone in the office listened. Hey, if the manager in the office, if you know who I am, I'm not gonna say anything. No, just don't even take it there, Chris. There's no point. Anyways, what are you guys drinking tonight? 4 minutes in, I hadn't even said what I'm drinking. I have my Black Bear vodka with my Topo Chico twist of lime and a little bit of lime juice on the side. I've already drank half this glass. I didn't mean to. It just tastes so good. And hopefully you have something delicious to drink in front of you. Cheers. And I haven't talked diet in a while. So let me let you guys know what I'm doing. I know you don't care, but or you might care. You might be following along, keeping score at home. I don't know. I don't know what you guys do when you're not with me. So I'm doing plant-based. I'm trying to do it as raw as possible. I am having beans. I know, like, canned beans are not technically considered raw. But I'm cutting out all processed foods. No breads, no grains. You know, I can still have almond milk. I can still have coffee. No sugar. I'm trying to do no artificial sugar. All natural sugar. Dude, you should see the amount of bananas I just bought. Like 10 hands of bananas. And the lady at the store goes, what are you going to do with all these bananas? Are you making banana bread? And I was like, no, actually, me and my daughter, we'll probably finish these by Wednesday. We just love bananas. That's what we do. We woke up this morning. It is Sunday. It is my sleep-in day. Got to sleep in a little bit. It was awesome. I loved it. No one's ever slept in as long as I have. I'm the first to do it. Why would you impersonate Trump? Why would you impersonate that D-bag? You're getting out of that office, sir. You're going to get out of that damn office. I don't care if you lubed your arms up in your fat red body. You're getting out of that office. I don't hate you, Trump. But you lost, dude. Anyways, why did it go political there? What happened? Just now we're talking about renovations and fixing the apartment. We're trying to do good things. Dude, I'll let you know something else I've been doing. I've been all about this lately, man. And my adult life, I remember the songs when I was a kid about recycling. And I never have in my adult life. And it's not because I don't care. I do care. I just never taken the time to look up what I need to do to recycle. So I've started doing that now, man. I've started taking under 5-minute showers to conserve on water. We don't have a dishwasher, so we have to wash our dishes by hand anyway, which isn't bad. I actually kind of prefer. I feel like a dishwasher doesn't quite do the same job. The only thing a dishwasher has over hand washing is the efficiency in which it uses its water. So I've devised, actually, over the past couple of weeks, I'm not trying to sell you a book, by the way. I'm not trying to sell you. I'm not trying to get you to click on my website. I'm telling you the things I'm thinking about and the nerdy things I'm doing in my life. I've devised a way to have a hot boiling pot of soapy water, a rinse bucket of cold water, and then a sanitizing boiling pot of water. And so basically I wash in boiling hot soapy water, rinse with clean water, boil with clean water, and the dish is done. Dude, they come out steaming. They come out perfect, and I'm conserving water, dude. I've been so happy with it. The only problem is it takes so damn long to do that. To sanitize that third step, to dip it in the boiling hot water, it takes a long time, dude. I'm talking about like an hour to do, I don't know, half the dishes. If it's Thanksgiving dinner, you know, if you got a lot of dishes, I can probably do all of them in an hour. Just because you have to keep that water, I want to keep that water boiling hot. So I've been trying to conserve, I've been trying to recycle. I have a whole recycle bin, trying to do better for the planet. They say being plant-based alone is enough to, you know, shed a lot of waste on the planet. You know, I'm not wasting anymore. So I'm happy to do that, man. I really want to step it up. I really want to recycle and do better for the environment, for my kids, for their kids' future, my grandkids, my great-grandkids. God, I hope I'm around to see it all. Let's have another drink. Cheers. But dude, it's been wild today. It's been wild this weekend, but I set my mind to it, dude, and we fixed so many things. What was the other thing? Oh, I put the chains on the door. You know, on the front and back door, you have like those hotel chains that you put on, so in case somebody gets a little aggressive at your front door, which we don't expect, but you never know. I've been thinking about signing up for Ring too, but how easy is it to like steal one of those things? Aren't they just like little video cameras that slide onto a little slot out front of your house? What's stopping somebody from walking by and just snatching that thing up and being gone for it? And it's like, I paid $150 for this damn thing, and now somebody else has it at their house. I guess I could look at the feed and see where they're at. How would I ever figure it out? And what good would that do them? They wouldn't have the live feed, so they'd just have a worthless camera. Okay, so it actually kind of makes sense. I just talk myself through it. That's how I get through a lot of the day. I'm like, Chris, what you're doing doesn't make sense. Let's talk our way through it, and I usually get through it. But that's been going on. Maintenance people. I hate to harp on you. I hate to come back to you, but what are you doing? The people they send in here to paint, like the plumbers were laughing at the way the maintenance dudes did this apartment. Like, don't you have any pride in your work? Don't you want people to not laugh when they see the things you've created? You know, I would think so. Yeah, maybe that's just me. Maybe I have high standards. I don't know. But I don't want people laughing, being like, man, he really messed that door frame up. He glued it together with caulking and paint. Plaint. Caulking and plaint. And paint. It's just terrible. It's just, and we can all do a better job. You know, if that was my full-time job, I will say, man, it is one of the smartest things you can do. If you're down on your luck and you're broke and you don't know what to do for a job, you just lost your job, how about you walk down to the office and see if they have any positions hiring? Because guess what? You're going to start making money. You don't have to drive to work. You're going to be on time every day. And on top of that, they actually, some places, most places will give you a discount on rent. So there you go. There's at least 20% off your rent. That's better than nothing, right? You could probably move into a bigger place and still save money. There you go. Cheers, everybody. I just gave you a life hack. I got a little bit of NFL to talk about. My Dallas Cowboys did win today over the Cincinnati Bengals, or Bengals, however the hell you say it, 30-7. That was surprising to see Dalton hanging in there, man. The announcers are actually kind of praising him. You know, they're like, that's one thing about Dalton is he's tough. You know, and he's actually pretty accurate from what I've seen him throw. He's pretty damn accurate. He's not the best quarterback in the world, but he's tough. He's willing to hang in that pocket and take a few hits to throw the ball and get the play done. So we win that game. And the more interesting thing in the NFL, dude, is so much like, they're doing like Illuminati type stuff. You know, like they tested Dez Bryant. His first game back on Tuesday was supposed to be against the Dallas Cowboys. He is now playing for the Baltimore Ravens. His first game back was supposed to be Tuesday. And 30 minutes before the game, they bring him a COVID test. And they're like, hey, take this. Nobody else on the roster, just Dez. They give him a COVID test and they say, yeah, you have COVID. He's like, no, I don't. Test it again. They test it again, come back and say, yeah, you have COVID. They take him out of the game. He's not starting the game anymore, and he about quits football forever, from what Twitter said. I feel bad for the guy, man. What the hell was that? They just, like, blackballed him, dude. I don't know what Dez did to the NFL or the powers that be. It's so much like the Illuminati. It's so, like, so conspiracy. Like, what the hell is going on? Why would they do that? And specifically, why would they do that to him? I mean, he has a little bit of an attitude. Sure, I'll give you that. But that's passion, man. That's passion for the game that you're trying to sell. Why is that a bad thing? Why do you want to take him off the field? I want to see him on the field. I might not be a Baltimore fan, but I'll tune in to watch my boy Dez Bryant. I want to see what he's going to do. Is he going to run those routes with enthusiasm, even if he's not getting the ball? You know? Just some weird stuff going on in the NFL, man. I don't know what's happening. And it's not like it's been this way for the past couple of weeks. It's been this way for years. You know, why do you think the Patriots just keep getting away with winning Super Bowl after Super Bowl when they had Tom Brady, you know? Even though things came out and it's like, well, they did this and they did that. You know, they're not stripping any championships. Same for baseball. You're not stripping the Astros, even though they cheated. Anyways, yeah, I don't know what that was all about. So when is their next game? Baltimore Ravens next game. What does this say? Ravens catch heat after photoshopping Lamar Jackson onto Taylor Swift album art. Nevermore. Nevermore. Raven. Champagne showers, color rush. Tis football season. Celebrate it. No holding, no penalty. Fear opponents. Oh, wait. Feature opponents? Winning. I can't read that word. Charm City. Icy. Keeping score. Victory. Nevermore. Featuring Edgar Allan. What the hell is... Oh, is that supposed to go with one of her songs? That's actually pretty funny, that Photoshop. Dude, I gotta tell you guys about the epic Roast Me page on Facebook. I got roasted. I got fucking roasted. Sorry for the F-bomb. I'm trying to curse less. That's one F-bomb in 15 minutes. Dude, I'm taking a drink. I deserve an award for that, dude. 15 minutes in and I've only dropped one F-bomb. That's a huge improvement, right? My son would be proud. Cheers. Uh-oh. Well, let me mix a little drink here. I'll be right back. See, this is what Drink Until You podcast is supposed to be. I mix a little bit more drink, my Black Bear vodka with my Topo Chico twist of lime with a little boop of lime in there. This is what Drink Until You podcast is supposed to be. Let's see if it shuts down when I do this. Oh, dude, and it's going to keep going. Okay, so tech question for all my listeners out there. What makes YouTube, what makes some videos stay up when you unclick, like when you go to the home screen? Some videos will stay up and keep playing and others won't. What is that? This is royalty-free music, soft jazz music, by the way, so I can't get in trouble for this. In case you were worried about it, in case you thought your favorite podcast was going to get canceled for copyright infringement, it's not going to happen. This is royalty-free. This is on YouTube. Hey, what makes a video stay while you know in the background while you're messing with other things versus the other videos that don't? Is that something the user is choosing to do? Write me at drinkuntilyoupodcast@gmail.com if you have the answer. I'd really like to know. That's not loud enough. There you go. See, a little soft, you know, like while we got our booze here. Oh, by the way, I was talking NFL football. Lamar Jackson, what a teammate. He came out on Twitter talking about how he has Dez Bryant's back and they won the game for him and they really wanted to see him play. Dude, what a great guy. I love, just personally, not the jersey he wears, just the human being under the jersey. Lamar Jackson, I really love, really, really love Lamar Jackson. Not only because he's talented as F, but it just seems like a great teammate too. You know what I mean? Anyways, cheers to Lamar Jackson and Dez Bryant. I hope you get to play. When's Baltimore supposed to play? Baltimore Ravens. Okay, so 7:15 tomorrow, actually. That's Monday night. They're playing the Monday night game against the Cleveland Browns. The 9-3. Are you kidding? The 9-3 Cleveland Browns. Get out of here. Did those words just come out of my mouth? They have a better record than the Baltimore Ravens, which, I mean, you know, everybody has down years, but Baltimore's not having a terrible year. They got a winning record. They're 2 games over .500. The Cleveland Browns are 6 games over .500. That's amazing. That's really amazing. What else did I want to talk about? Dude, we got to talk about Santa Claus. Santa Claus, put your booze down real quick. We got to have a talk. Santa Claus, my whole life has gotten so much glory, and Santa Claus is such like a part-time step-parent. You know what I mean? When's the last time you paid a bill around this house, Santa? When's the last time you did the dishes around here, Santa? When's the last time you folded the laundry, Santa? Santa doesn't do anything. Santa comes here once a year, squeezes his fat ass down the chimney, you know, abusing his white privilege. There's something wrong with me. I just accused Santa of having white privilege. That's probably one of the best things I've ever said. Not to toot my own horn, but that's one of the best things I've ever said. Check your white privilege, Santa, with your abused slave elves. And you better not have Santa Claus, if you have a black elf, I'm beating your ass. That's not right. You can have little white elves. That's okay. White elves are good. Black elves are not. But yeah, Santa, dear Santa, you don't get to swoop in and take all the glory. You know, you just remember who got you this bike, little Timmy. It wasn't from Santa's fat ass. It was all 8 to 5, me. I bought it for you. I was here. I'm paying the bills. I'm paying the rent. Santa brought you snacks and your stocking. Oh, yeah, I did get you that monster truck that takes AAA batteries. Guess what? Santa brought the batteries. I bought the truck. Boom. It's over. You don't get to take... Dude, my whole life. I remember the first Christmas I ever had a stereo. I got a stereo for my own room. My own stereo for my own room. I could record my own things off the radio, listen to my own music with the 4 radio stations that I knew. You know, I remember that Christmas. I remember walking out of my bedroom under the Christmas tree was a stereo open and on with a bow on top. And it was like, yes, Santa, thank you. I've been wanting this forever. Not anymore, Santa. It's over. It's effing over. You don't get the credit anymore, big guy. You know, you get to bring the assistant piece. I bought you a bike. This bike is from me. Santa brought you the helmet and the wrist guards because he's a fucking nerd. Sorry. Hey, 20 minutes. Okay, that's my second F-bomb. I need to tone it down just a little bit for the Christian community. Why do you have to be so sarcastic, Chris? Why are you making fun of the Christian community? Those are good people. Those are good people. Most of them. You know, we all know those people who preach religion. This is going down a weird path. Why am I doing this to myself? Anyways, let's take another drink. Jeez. I'm really going off. That's what we call getting spicy in my house. That's what it's called in my house. When I'm a little too passionate and I start getting a little mouthy, my fiance calls it spicy. You're being spicy. And that really puts me in a box. That really paints a picture. It's like, no, I'm effing mad. It's like, no, you're being spicy. It's like, well, I can't even be mad anymore because I just feel wimpy. You know what I mean? I don't know. Let's get the music back on. What does this track sound like? This better be royalty free. I don't like that it has words in it. Royalty free music. Okay. Jazz lounge. Got it. But yeah, man, this year's going to be different. This year is definitely going to be different, man. Santa, you're not getting all the glory like in years past. I get all the big gifts. You get all the assistant gifts. Because I've always reversed it. For 10 years, my oldest child is 10 years old. And for 10 years, Santa's got all the glory. For the next 8 or however many years I have with that Christmas spirit and that Christmas magic, Santa, you're not getting the glory anymore. It's over. It's done. Let's see what this track sounds like. Ooh, I like that. So yeah, I don't know, man. I suggest all you parents out there, you do the same thing. Santa does not get the glory this year. I've already started a hashtag on Twitter. Follow me at Drink It Till You. Follow me on Facebook, Drink It Till You Podcast. Follow me on Instagram, at Drink It Till You. Wait, no, Drink It Till You Podcast on Instagram. On Twitter, it's at Drink It Till You. Oh, by the way, quick shout out real quick, man. My buddy James, guitar player for Cashing In, surprised me the last time we had practice with this Revolver magazine poster of Riley Gale, the singer for Power Trip, vocalist for Power Trip, who recently passed away, dude. This, I was in, let me, James, I was in such shock. I can't tell you how many weeks, okay, so pretty much since Riley has passed away, since I've known about this Revolver magazine, poster, I'm sorry, I got lost there in my train of thought. Since I've known about this Revolver magazine poster, it's been up on, you know, one of my pages on my internet. You know, you can add the plus, you can hit the plus and add another page. Dude, this page has been up since this post, I've ever seen this poster. So James, that's just a testament to like what a great dude you are to get me that. Like, it means a lot to me and I really appreciate it. It is now hanging up. You can follow me on Instagram, Drink It Till You Podcast. You'll see my little wall and the other posters in that picture, aside from Riley Gale, the other posters in that picture are from my older band, Rocket Arm. These were some of the shows we played. Dude, I didn't realize how well we made posters in that band. Like, this is legit stuff. I remember these shows. I remember all of these shows. My favorite show I played with that band, Rocket Arm, was in Dallas at the Annex House. And dude, I was in the zone like I've never been in the zone before when I was playing guitar. It was, everything hit me at once. The sound was right. Everything was an even balance. The music we were writing, I really was into. So I was moving around a lot, trying to not stand still and play. Dude, that's what all these posters are back here. You got your Dar Star at LaGrange. When it was LaGrange, it's now Three Links. You got Squid Bucket when we played with Squid Bucket. Sea Lion, one of the dudes, or some of the dudes from back in the day when we actually shared a space with Sea Lion, which was a lot of fun. The Annex House, I think this is actually the show that was my favorite. This Annex House, it looks like a Nintendo cover. It's all pixelated. But yeah, man. So James, once again, dude, thank you so much. And to speak to Paul real quick, because James and Paul came out and tried to, they helped me move. I couldn't have done it without them a couple of weeks ago when we moved into our new place. And I was talking to Paul on the podcast. This is the text he sent me. He said, "Yes, I listened to your podcast. Yes, I am out of shape AF. Didn't come close to dying moving you. And glad we did move your TV stand with stuff in it. You're welcome. Wasn't fun, but moving never is. Hope you're enjoying your new place." And I said, "Thanks, Paul." Dude, I'm glad you didn't come close to dying. I was just worried about you, man. That's all. Let's take another drink. Cheers, everybody. So do you guys want to do some drink recommendations real quick? I pulled up a couple here. These are holiday cocktails. This is from CotterCrunch.com. The first one I have for you. These are some drink recommendations. I don't know how I fit that in so well, but I just did it right effing now. See, I didn't even say a curse word. Look at that. Look at me go. So what you're going to need, this is the Yuletide Moon Red Cocktail. 4 cherries pitted, 1.5 ounces Merlot wine, 1 ounce bourbon, gluten-free bourbon list in the notes. I don't need gluten-free. 2 to 3 tablespoons fresh orange or clementine juice, 1 to 2 teaspoons maple syrup, ice, dash of cinnamon or nutmeg, lemon zest slash peel. Here's how the hell you make it. Juice the orange and remove pits from cherries. Place cherries in a tall glass and muddle cherries. If no pitter, just remove pits after muddling. Because you got everything squished down on the bottom there. That makes sense. This is basically just pressing the cherries with a spoon or a tool called a muddler to extract the juice. Keep the cherries once muddled. Add your orange juice, maple syrup, Merlot, bourbon, and mix again. Pour into an old-fashioned glass with a handful of ice. Stir. then tip with lemon peel and dash with grated nutmeg or cinnamon. That is, what do we call it? The Yuletide Moon Red Cocktails. That is from CotterCrunch.com. Yuletide-moon-holiday-cocktail/. If you can spell Yuletide, good for you. Good for F and you. Let's see. This is foodfaithfitness.com. Is there a jump to recipe? Jump to recipe. Uh-oh. Somebody's in trouble in the house. I hear Connor speaking Spanish. You know when she's speaking Spanish in the house, somebody's in trouble. Oh, I can actually feel it on the floor. My daughter is crawling around everywhere. That's awesome. Anyways, foodfaithfitness.com. This is the Snickerdoodle Martini. Ingredients, you're going to need 1 cup sweetened vanilla almond milk, 3 ounces Fireball cinnamon whiskey, woo! 1 teaspoon natural butter extract. Instructions, put all ingredients in martini shaker and shake well until mixed. Divide between 2 glasses and sip. Food Faith Fitness. That is the Snickerdoodle Martini. The last one I have for you. No, I don't want you to know my location. Please stop. Sparkling vodka cranberry with lime. Is there a jump to recipe? Yes, jump to recipe button. I love you. When I was a little girl, my great-grandmother used to get hammered on sparkling vodka cranberry with lime. I mean hammered. She couldn't function. One time we thought she was going to die, she threw up in her own sleep. Is morbid as hell. Description, a light holiday cocktail made with vodka, cranberry juice, lime juice, and sparkling water. Here's what the hell you're gonna need. 1 shot vodka, 2 shots cranberry juice. I like this website. It's dealing in shots. Splash of lime juice, lime LaCroix sparkling water, fresh cranberries or sugared cranberries, ice. Instructions, add vodka, cranberry juice, and lime juice into shaker with ice. Shake to combine. Pour mixture over ice and top with sparkling water. Toss a few cranberries into the glass and garnish with a lime slice. If you care to know, serving size is 1. Calories, 152. Sugars, 9 grams. That's not good. Fat, 0 grams. That's great. 12 carbohydrates, not great. Fiber, 1 gram, not great. Protein, 0 grams. You're going to lose all your muscle. All right. That is eatingbirdfood.com. I cannot talk tonight. That's eatingbirdfood.com. sparkling vodka cranberry with lime. That's going to do it for me for the night, you guys. As always, don't drink and drive. Get an Uber. Get a Lyft. Pass out in your studio before you go anywhere. You don't need to go to 7-Eleven. Don't drink and drive. You need to get somebody to drive you or stay your ass, pass your ass out in your studio. Wake up at 6 a.m. Monday morning, ready to go to work. Lost. Did that make sense? No, it didn't. Anyways, you would be lost because you would be drunk. And then you wouldn't be ready to go to work because you have the hangover. You guys get it. You understand what I'm saying, right? Anyways, cheers, everybody. All right, guys. Drink Until You podcast, episode number 151. This is the only podcast that lasts until the last drop. Thank you guys for joining, playing along, being here. I love you all. No, I don't want to listen to any advertisements. Let's drink the rest of this. Bottoms up, everybody. Cheers. That's going to hit me in about, I don't know, 5 minutes. That'll be delicious. As always, guys, don't drink and drive. Get an Uber, get a Lyft, be safe. I love you. Bye! Royalty free.